This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne. Hey there. Thanks for joining us for episode 9 of this season's subject, which is resetting our beliefs. Today's episode asks the question, who is your help? And the answer may sound really simple, but we're going to dig into some deeper answers. Lakrita, as you considered this episode, where is a good place to start for the listeners as they think about that question?
Well, I think, again, as I've been listening to all the episodes and just reflecting on the belief systems of ourselves and other people and where did we get the belief systems from, I just kind of want to do a refresher on some of, you know, where do you start? I think you start with the question, why, what, who, where did it come from? I think that's who your first help is asking yourself the question, being more willing to sit in a place of cognitive thinking and really begin to go deeper. I think we are naturally surface people, and because to go deeper means that you have to take self-responsibility, and I think a lot of us like to give other people responsibility for our outcomes. And it's something that I think is very unhealthy. I believe that it's something that is natural for us to do, and I think it comes from the fall, from the time of in the Garden of Eden when God asked Adam, where was he? And his first response was, I'm naked. He didn't ask him what he was. He asked him where he was. You know, he didn't say, are you naked? He said, where are you? And then, I'm naked. Again, I referred to this before on one of the episodes. And I think we ask ourselves, we're asked a question and we give a wrong answer. Or we give an answer that, again, is protective of ourselves. And so Adam was, instead of him saying, taking responsibility that I did what you asked me not to do, and therefore I am naked and I can see myself. And I have then decided to cover my own issues with my own thinking without trying to create an opportunity for someone to help me. And so I sewed up some fig leaves and put them on myself, and now I'm covered, but I'm still naked. And so I think that we've been doing that from the beginning of time. So I think when you ask who is your help, I think we all have different levels of help, but I think the greatest help is us being aware of ourselves and being willing to ask ourselves the deeper, unadulterated question about our own thinking, our own belief systems, and our own, how did we get here? Where did that come from? And be willing to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, like a peel and an onion, until it's down to the core of the issue, or peel and an apple, and getting to the seeds and the core.
So really then the first place to go when you ask that question is first with yourself.
That's what I believe.
Yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
What other people. Yeah, that's what I believe. I think that when I look at myself over these last 30 years of my own recovery and own discovery, I have no control over anyone else. I only have, if I'm broke, I'm broke because I spend my money. If I'm sick, I'm sick because I'm not choosing to do what needs to be done. If I'm angry because I've allowed someone else's issues to become my issues. So nobody has power over me unless it's the power I choose to give them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that, you know, I have, you know, I've heard one of the things that, you know, I realized that for me, I was talking to someone on Friday, and I said to them that, you know, the reality of it is that I love what I do, and yes, I get a paycheck. Those are my wages. But it's my purpose that gives me profit. It's not my earnings that make me rich. And so once we realize that your job or your employment is not what makes you rich, it's your purpose that gives you the profit in life.
Yeah.
You want to make a profit. You don't want to just make an earning.
You want to be rich. You want to be wealthy, and not wealthy rich in money, but you want to profit the world. Like the Bible says, what does it profit a man to get gain everything and then lose his self?
Yeah.
So I think we tend to lose ourselves too often because it takes real discipline to deal with you. I don't need to really. We would prefer to deal with everyone else. We would prefer to lead everybody else. But what about leading you?
And really looking at yourself.
And really not just looking. See, that's the other thing. We can look at ourselves, but are you willing to, when you see what it is you discover, are you willing to admit it and then be willing to do the work? Because it's easy to not do the work. Just like they say it's easy to do this, well, it's easy not to do the work as well. So, you know, where does your help come from? You have to determine your help. Your help in your belief systems, you have to determine it. A lot of times it's just a tweak of changing your perception, changing your perspective, changing your view. A lot of times you can just tilt your head a little bit and the whole world can be in a different perspective. Mm. But a lot of times that's we don't good. Want to. We just want to keep looking straight because that was the way that we were taught. That was the way that we are used to. That's the way that we believe that works. And I've learned in this life after almost 60, I am 60, be 61 in a couple of weeks. I've just learned that, no, I'm still learning. I'm still learning the stuff that I thought I knew is not what I knew at all. And then what I did know, it don't work in this moment. I've got to find new information for the new season I'm in and be willing to evolve in it every time. So I think it's all in, you know, about your thinking. It's about your self-management. It's about, you know, your communication. It's about your own thinking. It's about your social skills. It's about your research. Where's your help come from? I think you got to research. I think you got to be able to communicate the exact nature of yourself. You got to self-manage. One of the fruit of the spirit is self-control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you take and do self-control, you can get the rest of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit. You can love, patience, joy. But you, if you don't deal with your own self and know why you are the way you are and know who you are and then know whose you are,
yeah,
and then know why you are who you are. I think until you get to that point, you will always be going in circles.
It makes me think of triggers as you were talking, when you were saying knowing yourself and being aware of yourself. And that just reminded me of triggers. Like part of knowing yourself is knowing that you react, recognizing you react in certain ways to certain things that happen. And being really honest with yourself about that.
And knowing why you act that way. Where did that come from? And yeah. I, you know, you call them triggers. I call them patterns.
Patterns, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a way that I feel like there's a, you know, I think the trigger or the pattern, you first have to learn the pattern of yourself. But you can never know that if you don't study yourself.
Yeah.
You don't even know why you do what you do. And you don't know where it comes from. It's nothing wrong with sitting back and say, where did that come from? Why do I believe that? Why do I think like that? Why do I act that way? Why is that bothering me so much? I think if you do the self-evaluation first, you might find the answer before you even connect it to somebody else. Most of the stuff we deal with is not outside of us, it's inside of us.
Yeah, yeah, it's like mindfulness. Being able to say, what am I truly feeling and why am I feeling that way? To be able to, in a healthy way, process a feeling. And if you can't do that in a very honest way and admit what you're feeling, it can, you'll never get to the root of what the issue is. So, yeah.
And so, you know, I think that a lot of times when you look at your help, you got to look at collaboration. You know, you got to look at who do I need to collaborate with? What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Who is my connection? Some people do counseling. Some people do support groups. Some people do participate in different things. And I think you just got to know that we're not self-sufficient.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm connected to everything that exists, and I need to be okay with that. I got to also know first I think before I can know what kind of help I need or who's going to help me, I got to know where I need to put the help or the assistant or the support. You know, because help is the same thing as support.
Mm.
So what do I need? My life support. What does that look like? My community support, my spiritual support, my relational support. You know, what is the information? What is the research I need to do? How do I need to do it? What do I need to let go of first? See, I got to make new space. A lot of times we want to, again, put new stuff on old stuff. Mm. And I think, no, you can't do that. You can, but let's see how long it works.
It's like new wine and old skin.
Exactly. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to burst.
Yeah.
And so then you're going to have a mixture. It's just like taking a white milk and putting chocolate coloring, you know, chocolate liquid in it or chocolate syrup. Eventually, it looks more like chocolate than it does like you can't separate it once you put it in there.
And mix it up.
And mix it up. You can't unseparate that.
Yeah.
And so you got to be mindful of those things, and you got to be careful with when you're searching for the support or the help you need to change your belief systems or to move forward. You got to first realize, where did it come from and how did you get there and who told you that and who said that was true, and be okay to be curious and be open and ask the questions. That's what I believe.
That's awesome.
You know, I think that, you know, the other thing is, you know, reflection. You got to be willing to reflect. Sit still long enough to reflect. Be quiet. Be still. You know, a lot of times we get information I just think that even in relationships, I'm just in such a new season about just relationships as a whole and what's mine and what is not mine. I've been married 28 years and I live in the same household with the same person. But there are some things that don't belong to me. You know, becoming one don't mean that what belongs to him belongs to me. That's your stuff. You deal with that. I deal with my stuff. You deal with yours. I'm going to find peace with me. You find peace with you. And if we both find peace, we might find peace together. If not, oh well.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of one time I had said to my husband, oh, I'm really sorry I didn't make you happy in this particular case. And he said, it's not your job to make me happy. It's not up to you to make me happy. We support one another, but my happiness does not depend on you.
And exactly.
Wow, that's insightful.
Yeah, because sometimes people believe that.
Right.
You know, even in marriage couples or just together, you believe and you start losing your own identity.
Yeah.
And you start picking up even belief systems from other people that don't even, they're not even yours.
Yeah.
And you be like, why did I don't believe that. You know, and certain things that my husband will do, and it's like, that's ridiculous to me. It may not be ridiculous to you, and that's fine, but it's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
And so I don't believe that. You know, I look at, we're in right now in the season of COVID, and people, let's talk about just people who won't take the vaccination, the belief systems that they have. You know, I'm going to start this T-shirt business, and when I get all my ideas together as I'm working on them. There's so many things God has been revealing, just things I've been writing down and looking at and just quotes that I have in my heart and my mind that, you know, somebody needs to be wearing these T-shirts because people need, you know, to be looking at themselves like, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to tell me that you don't want to get a vaccination because they may be putting something in you. Okay. But then I know you shoot drugs. What are you putting in you? So I just don't even understand that, you know, that belief system. And then they're so dogmatic about it. You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't trust the government. They're probably trying to kill me. And I'm thinking, but you trying to kill you every time you shoot up them drugs. Every time you know that you got a cirrhosis of the liver and you drink that alcohol.
Right.
Make that make sense to me.
Right.
Because that makes no sense to me. And I mean, but it makes sense to you and you believe that. And there's nothing I can really say about it, even when I share the truth like that to the people that I talk to. And they'll look at me and say, yeah, you're right. But I still believe that they're up to something. Okay. And I'm thinking, but why don't you just take it just as a precaution? Because it's almost like I'd rather believe that there is a God on this side of the world. And then get on the other side and find out that there's not, than to not believe and get on the other side and find out that there is.
Yeah.
I can't come back and believe then.
Right.
I should have believed first. What was it going to hurt me to believe? Nothing. So if it ain't real, what difference does it make?
Right.
And I just don't understand when people, so even with the vaccination, it's like, just get vaccinated. Get the vaccine. But, you know, people are not. And then so You know, some counties are all the way back red. They're getting ready to shut down some stuff again. You know, I know that they're trying to avoid it as much as possible. People may not be dying as much, but people are still dying of this disease, of this virus. They're still dying. So we just need to be more, I think, you know, more cautious. And so who is your help? I think your help is making sure you do your research. I think your help is making sure you communicate with the right people. I think your help is thinking the right thoughts. I think your help and support is your ability to be creative in your thinking. Don't just be so black and white thinking, you know, right or wrong, absolute. No, everything is not like that. Some things are just really colorful. And just being open to that. You got to have critical thinking, too. You got to be able to solve problems and realize that some things don't come just so easy anymore the way it used to. Some things you're going to have to sit with for a while and try to figure out. And then you got to see, what part are you playing? You are playing a part in this. And are you willing to be self-regulatory, to regulate yourself and be self-responsible? I think you have to ask yourself those things. All of us, I think we have to ask ourselves.
Yeah, it has to start with us.
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to be, you know, organized. You know what I mean? You got to have some organization about yourself. See what kind of order you want in your life. If you like chaos, then okay, you like chaos. But if you don't, then find that support you need to help you get more organized.
Yeah.
Your thinking, your emotions, your behaviors, your belief systems, whatever they are, just find a way to get someone to support you and help you, to assist you to get a better thought process. I think all of those things are absolutely necessary. Be mindful of your information, your media information. Not everything on media is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people that right now, you know, they're looking at all these conspiracy theories and they're believing them.
Because anybody that has access to YouTube can put out anything and say anything, and there'll be some fringe group that will believe that.
And they'll go, and we talked about this earlier about cult. You know, it's a culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a subnet. You know, a cult, it comes from the word culture. It's a group of people who believe in the same thing all the time. And then they, you know what I'm saying, and usually it's some religious or some political view. And then next thing you know, you got a whole group of people believing that way. And then there you are in a way of thinking that not necessarily is the truth. It may be a truth, but it's not the truth.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to decipher that and discern that and be able to look at that in different perspectives. You talk about like in the whiteboard stuff. Whiteboard it if you need to.
Yeah.
You know, just put all the pros and cons on the board and see where it gets you and see what you can get out of it and what is it going to look like for you.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
You know, I think that, you know, you have to be informational literacy. You got to have some literacy in your information. See where it's coming. Where's that source? Where's the source of that? Way out can you get out of that information? Every time I read something, don't make it true.
Yeah.
It just makes it informative. So I have another base of information. Doesn't make that information true for me. And sometimes I always say, if I can't use it today, just freeze it. Maybe I'll use it tomorrow. I don't know.
Makes you more informed.
Yeah, you're just informed. You're just open to information. You have it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you need to use everything you find or read. It just kind of like gives you opportunity to expand your thinking.
Yeah, and not everything you read and hear is true.
Exactly.
And be willing to say that.
But most people aren't. And be willing to transfer. You know, the other word I look at, you know, when I say transfer, meaning be willing to slide some things off of your life. Transfer it out, because maybe it was good for that season, but it may not be good for this season. And so you can't always keep wearing the same clothes in every season. That's why they got four seasons.
That's good. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe that God knew what he was doing when he said, as long as the earth remains, there will be hot and cold, summer, winter. Because there needs to be seasons.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And even in, I don't care though. Even though you live in Florida and it don't snow possibly there, don't mean that fall don't come, because it does.
It gets cooler.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Winter does come.
Yeah.
It just looks different than it does in Michigan, but it still comes. fall, winter, spring, and summer, they are always exchanging. So you got to know how to move into the different seasons that you're in and be okay with it. Friendships, relationships, social skills, they all come. Some is for a reason, some is for a season, some is for a lifetime. You got to know how to let go of something so you can reach for other things, so you can transfer other things into your life.
Yeah.
You just got to know it. And if you don't know it, then you get stuck into one place and you're constantly wondering why your life is constantly going in circles because you're not willing to let go of something else to reach for something different.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? You got to make the space.
If you don't, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
If you don't make the space, you're going to be in trouble. That's what I'm learning. So you got to make the space.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever the season that you're in, you got to make the new space.
Yeah, it reminds me that seasons are, they go back to the fact that change is always constant. It's always constant. People think that everything, people sometimes think that their lives aren't changing, but they are. They're just not observant enough to see that there are things that are changing around them.
We get older every year.
Right.
Whether we lie about our age or not, we still get older. You know what I mean? It don't matter because I've seen people be 21 forever. It's like, now you can't keep me in 21. Every year you're 21, okay.
And
do you really believe that? And of course they don't, but they say it. I'm just 21 this year.
Or 29. Know? I've heard 29 a lot. Yeah.
So, you know, I just think that you have to realize your help. Is it coming from the systems that we have, and I talked about them in the earliest podcast about your education? Is it coming from the economics, the entertainment, the government, your legal, your financial, you know, your religion, your political views, your social? Is it coming from defense, the labor, or society? You got to find out what mindset you're dealing with when it comes to the help you need. And so if you need to go back and be educated or re-educated, or, you know, there's something you want, you got to make that decision. You know what I mean? If it's something you need to let go of in that educational part, you need to let that go. Because maybe it worked in that moment, but then it's not going to work in the next.
Do you think you should always be looking for someone smarter than you in those areas?
I bet you better.
Yeah.
Because if you're the smartest thing sitting at the table, you're in trouble.
Right. Yeah, I was reminded of that phrase you had used before.
Yeah. I'm the smartest one sitting at the table, I'm in trouble.
So try to find people that are smarter in those different areas to help you grow in those areas.
Exactly. Especially if you're struggling. I think that your belief systems is everything. Resetting your belief systems is everything. Like I said, in order to reset something, you got to first admit that it's broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if you don't admit that it's broken, then there's no need to reset it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just think that we have to always be willing to look at where we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, where it comes from, how did we get here, where do we want to move to?
Yeah, great questions.
You know, and those come deep, 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 deep. It goes back again. I'm going to reemphasize when this thing called the fall happened for us in the world, and we are still trying to regain our footage from that fall that Adam and Eve made, you know, and that choice that they made not to obey. And so they had everything. They were already like God. And yet the enemy was able to persuade them that he was withholding something from them.
That he wasn't good.
And that, you know, I think that if we're not careful, most of us still believe that. That's why we're searching for so many things outside of ourselves. Because we are believing that God is hocus pocus and he's holding something back from us. When he has given his whole self to us. And he laid his whole life down for us. But there's some parts of us that still believe that he's withholding something. And he's not. It's us withholding us from him.
Yeah, giving everything.
Yeah, we're not willing to give everything.
Yeah.
And so I think until we are, we really cannot really get that real help that we need, because the real help is a source, and the source is him.
Yeah.
And so if we're believers, we've got to constantly be willing to give up greater parts of ourselves to Him. If we're not believers, we got to come to the place to believe that He is the greatest source.
Yeah.
And He is our greatest resource. And till we get to those places, in my perspective, we will always be missing something.
Yeah. We've got to let the act of sanctification happen. That's a big churchy word, but that's changing who we are, our insides, our beliefs, to be more conformed to Jesus.
Yeah, and transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this world right now, it's doing things that we never expected.
Yeah.
And so it's people are becoming people that I don't even know if they know that they're becoming those people. Hmm. But I think that we become what's already in us.
Yeah.
And so we don't recognize it. And I think we have, again, this whole from 2019 to 2021, we've had a chance to reset our whole lives. And I don't know if all of us have taken this thing serious as we needed to take it. But our whole lives we've had an opportunity to step back and really reconsider some things.
Yeah.
On how we think, how we feel, how we're going to react, how we're going to move forward, how we need to still be still. So I just think there's a lot of moments that we have to still reflect on. And I think that's why when COVID, even with the vaccinations and the vaccines, I think that people start moving too quickly and forgot about cautious. They threw caution to the wind. And that's why a lot of us are dealing with the virus even more, in different places, in different ways. You know, you got the things that's happening. And I just heard today that I think about New Orleans and I think about Hurricane Katrina. Now they had Ida you think about, dang, they just went through all of that, and now they got hit so hard again. And then you think about Afghanistan and the things that's going on there. And you look at, it's just masses of stuff happening in the world. And it's like, what is going on here?
It's chaos.
It's chaos. It's real chaos.
And it's uncertainty, and it can be scary if you don't have yourself grounded.
Exactly.
And anchored in a deeper truth.
Exactly. A deeper belief and realizing that, as I said before, I think in one of the episodes, my friend talked about raw dogging.
Yeah.
Not having no belief system is even worse when you just believe it in yourself. You've got to be able to dig deeper and find a way to believe in something greater than yourself. Because we, left to our own devices, we're our worstest enemies.
We will topple down, and we need to be standing on that unshakable foundation.
Exactly. So I just think
that's good.
As we look at this, you just have to be willing to ask for the assistance that you need and however it is that you need it. That's my belief system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up there, and we have one more episode in this season. I hope you guys will join us next week for the final episode of this season of Resetting Our Beliefs. Thanks. Hey there. Before you go, I wanted to share with you a cause that is very near and dear to Lucretia's heart. That is City Gospel Mission. City Gospel Mission has operated in the Cincinnati area since 1924, providing recovery services to those who have life-controlling issues, food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless, youth services, and job services. To find out more about how to give or to volunteer, go to www.citygospelmission.org. That's www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2020 by Lucretia Bowman.